Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, everybody get up. It's Monday. I know you're angry. You didn't want to get up.
Get up and get down.
Yeah. Don't say the next part.
Oh, no, come on.
Don't say it, Ginger. Don't do it.
I won't.
Ah, what a lovely weekend it was, except for I got stood up by Ginger, ZJ, Horace, and X Factor.
No good Saturday night. All of a sudden, I was, like, sick. I was like, ugh.
I was like, are these tricks really going to stand me up? Really?
Apparently. I did not feel well. At all. Sorry, trying not to cough my head off. Yeah, no. So, it was just...
All right, so...
what you had?
I'm full of green tea. I'm like full of, I'm full of vim and vigor.
Vim and vigor.
Vim and vigor. I'm ready. So I got a late, it's not actually a late breaking story. This is a story I've been saving, and I was supposed to write it up over the weekend, but y'all know me. I get busy, and I'm like, if I make my way back around to that side of the circle, then I get it. But you will not hear this anywhere else. A scandal happened over the weekend. Ginger knows already.
What happened?
Let me get Ginger.
Oh! Oh yeah. My God! Yeah. Oh yeah! I forgot about that. All right. I'm on the same page now.
You're the same page. Stay with me. Work with me. All right. So you will only hear this on Gamer Girls Radio and live, and you need to pass this along to your friends. Be careful when you are renting games from the Redbox. Now, this is I'm not going to say it's no fault of Redbox.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, they need to find a different way of renting their games. However, I went to get my hot little hands on a copy of Assassin's Creed. So I get the game. I picked it up Friday night. I saw there was one near me, so I went and grabbed it. And it's like, yay, I'm going to get to play. Baby Nations and I tried to get our chores done and so we could be ready. We did not get our chores done Friday night. Saturday morning, we got up and we decided to make it a breakfast affair, a breakfast of assassinating people.
That's hot. That's hot.
Yeah, we go to get our breakfast. We went. Well, you don't care where we went. That doesn't matter. Anyway, got our breakfast. Come back. Open the case up. Well, we didn't open the case right away. Did all the Xbox updates. Boo. And then open up the case. And I see something flutter out. And I'm like, get that advert out of there. Get the game. And she's like, there's no game in here.
Ooh.
I says, So then she picks up a piece of paper. And it's round. And it's a photocopy of the disc for Assassin's Creed.
Oh, no!
Now, me, being the naive little person I can be on occasion, still thought, okay, maybe we have to do something with this paper. Are we supposed to take it somewhere so that we can get the disc? And then it dawns on me, no.
Wow.
This was not the worst of it, by the way. So.
Slipping.
It gets worse. I don't think I told you the other parts. So after I call Redbox and they tell me that this is completely normal, that people have done this before, I took it back to the Redbox.
Normal?
This is normal. They've had
shit.
So I take it back. I put it in the Redbox, and of course the machine, I guess, does whatever it does, puts it to the side so that it's not, so it's not rented again. And I rent another copy of Assassin's Creed. I didn't ask them for the $2 back because it is my fault. I should have checked the case when I got home. I should have. All gamers know this. Even when you buy a brand new game, open it up before you leave the store. Let me see if the game is in here. And I did not. I got home. I opened it up again. So they're okay. Fire it up. Let's do this. And I'm noticing these screens look very familiar. I was like, why do I know these? And why is it asking to use my save game? Oh, does the new game link up with the old one? No, I had a copy of Assassin's Creed Revelations, which I already have.
somebody put in an old Assassin's Creed disc. Oh my god! So twice in one weekend, you get screwed over.
Oh, but wait, it's even better.
Oh my god, it gets even better.
I call them and I ask for my money back. They give me promo code. I return this game. I said, you know, I'm just going to go to a different red box. So I go to a different red box, and the screen is broken. And I can't get Assassin's Creed out of that machine. I went to another one. I couldn't. The game got stuck in the machine. It was just like something out there did not want me to play the Assassin's Creed.
Wow.
I finally managed to get one late in the day, Saturday, and we ended up getting to play. But it was a very harrowing experience.
Sounds like it. I had been all kinds of irritated.
Yes, now Redbox has asked for our help in finding out who these people are. It's on Xbox. So I want you to know a person who put a piece of paper in there. I'm going to take Redbox up on that. They know who did it, so they told me who I need to speak to over there at the Redbox corporate offices, and I'm going to link them up with somebody at Microsoft, and we know what's going to happen when you get on your hot little Xbox with that stolen copy of Assassin's Creed? Yeah, because they know who you are. It was only one person before me that had the game.
Wow.
You know, I got a big mouth. So today, that is part of my personal mission, my crusade, is to assassinate you. We're going to find out who you are, and you're not going to have any more...
You guys are irritated gamers at your house.
Yes.
With baseball bats.
Yes.
Just not the Nerf one.
Wrong. You should not steal. You could keep the game for 30 days, up to 30 days. Yes, it's $2 a day, but really, you couldn't say, you know, let me go trade something in. let me do something. I'm sure you got games.
Exactly. And it's
I think this was a kid, personally. I think this was a kid, and you're about to get in a whole lot of trouble. I'm about to make an example of you. You should not have done that.
Nah. I can't wait to see what she does.
It's going to be ugly.
Speaking of ugly.
Or it says, oh, Redbox. Oh, the Redbox humanity. Good morning, Horace. Hey, that was hurtful. There's nothing like thinking you're going to assassinate and then... Oh, that reminds me, before I let Ginger jump in, by the way, we are now in our bid to expand world domination over at TalkShoe. So today you will get to hear my live review of Assassin's Creed, what I think of it, especially being of Native American descent. You get to hear some interesting takes that I have on it.
That is cool. And why do I hear static coming from your mic?
I don't know. Maybe it's angry. Do you hear it now? Do you hear it now?
Do you have a fan in your background? Oh, no.
What happened?
I still hear it.
Did it go away then? Can you hear me now?
I can still hear it.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but I can hear static. It's weird.
There is a fan, but it's coming from Frankie. So she may be blowing air up. She's working double time as an air conditioner type thing.
Oh, fun stuff. All right. Again, speaking of bad things. Former GameStop PR head pleads guilty to embezzling $2 million.
Oh. See, I said it.
You did. And that's nuts. A former high-ranking executive at retailer GameStop has pled guilty to embezzling $2 million from the company. A federal indictment filed on Friday says that former Vice President Corporate Communications and Public Affairs for GameStop, Chris Oliveira, diverted several millions from the company into a personal business account.
Oh, my God.
Oliveira was able to do this, the indictment claims, because he processed invoices from vendors.
Oh, why would you do it?
I don't know. Oliveira reportedly sent regular payments from GameStop to Cloud Communications, LLC, a Nevada-based corporation with offices in Las Vegas, Lake Tahoe, and Canada. Cloud Communications was a fake company who also had an imaginary representative named Jennifer Miller, who only existed on paper. Oliveira embezzled money from GameStop from July 2009 through mid-April of 2011.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. It was only after about 2 years that the company finally figured out what was going on. Oliveira pled guilty to one count of mail fraud, which carries with it a maximum 20 years of prison and a $250,000 fine.
Which he's got, because he's got a million.
Apparently, Oliveira was fired last year. GameStop says Mr. Oliveira was terminated last year, and GameStop has fully and completely cooperated with the government's investigation. Mr. Oliveira, I hope it was worth it because, you know, I really, really, really hope orange is your color. You going to jail.
Wait, you see. You going to jail. Man.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay, he did wrong. I am not advocating that he did wrong, but you petty criminals need to take notes. If you're going to steal, make sure it's worth the time that you're going to do. $2 million? Hey, what can I say? I don't know about you, but I used to tell my boss that when I worked the two fast food jobs that I worked, to be like, you know, be careful. You know, don't be stealing from the register. I said, honey, if I'm going to jail, it's not going to be for $30.
Exactly.
This money you have in here is not even what I want. If I'm going to go to jail, if I'm going to risk going to jail, it's going to be for big money. But Mr. Oliveira, really?
Exactly.
Mr. Oliveira, what were you thinking? GameStop?
I have no idea. And it's just, man, that's bad juju. Bad juju. Do you know whoever started GameStop, or whoever's the head of GameStop, I don't know at the moment, is a gamer. And gamers are vindictive people.
Ooh, you don't even know the half. We're all about some revenge. That's a boss battle.
Exactly. You were screwed. I hope you are bendy.
at the knees, waist, it don't really matter.
Exactly.
All right, we are very proud of this next bit of news. I've seen this popping up on everywhere.
Yeah, loud.
Very, very proud. Say it loud. We female and we're proud. UK is seeing its first female-only game jam.
That's awesome.
The offices of Mind Candy have played host to the XX Game Jam, which organizers Miss Debbie Rawlings, hello there, and Helen Kennedy believe is the UK's first female-only event of its kind. Within 8 days of the registration going live, they said they had filled 40 spaces. This is what Rawlings told the BBC. Bring me tea. Sorry, I had to do it. She has organized similar events in Bristol. Yes, I have a terrible sense of humor. In Bristol in the past, and is also the director of operations for Auroch Digital Limited. She says, we have a waiting list of another 40 already, so we could run another next week, and I'm totally confident we'd sell that out too. The 24-hour event was held at the end of last month to coincide with Ada Lovelace Day, which tries to highlight the role of women in technology, science, and mathematics.
Where was our invitation?
I'm not allowed in the UK. Men are welcome to attend the showcase, but not to participate in the actual game development. The whole idea of an all-female game jam is something I discussed a while ago, added Kennedy. I took the idea out to Canada and pitched it for funding, and they told me it couldn't be done. The whole format of a game jam was something too masculine to be done with just women. And she says, I thought that it was a rather challenging thing to say, as I don't believe in those sorts of... Since she doesn't believe in those sorts of categorizations, University of West England, London Games Festival, Next Gen Skills, and Auroch Digital all supported the event. The reason why those events are all masculine is because you only have masculine. You only invite the guys. Really? Well, anyway, congratulations to you all, and please make your way this way. We would love to play host or be around or yell over people's shoulders. That is not how you write that code. What is that? Anyway.
Exactly.
It is if then else, not if else. Duh. Okay, anyway. Ginger's learning code, aren't you, Ginger?
Ginger is trying to learn code. Slowly. But I'm trying.
I'll get you a book of algorithms for Christmas. After you read the first couple of pages, it will all make sense, I promise you. You'll be like, oh! Okay.
I'm slowly working at it and learning. I mean, hell, I kept tearing apart that darn vendor again and again and again. All right, so Wizards of the Coast sued for Magic the Gathering online patent infringement claim.
Wait a minute. Okay, tell the story. That's funny. That is funny.
Yeah. All right, so Wildcat Intellectual Property Holdings of Dallas, Texas. Come on, people, not from Texas. Has sued Wizards of the Coast in federal court, claiming that the Hasbro subsidiary has violated its electronic trading card patent by publishing Magic the Gathering online. Wildcat is suing Wizards of the Coast. Hold on. I'm going to lose my voice. It does not name Hasbro in its lawsuit. Wildcat claims the popular online collectible trading card game infringes on at least 7 aspects of its electronic trading card patent. Those infringements include making, using, selling, hosting, and or providing access to within the United States and or importing into the United States at least Wizards Magic the Gathering online game, infringing on one or more claims of the 216 patent. Wildcat says it uses the patent on its own game, Unit Commander, which it calls the Ultimate Mercenary Trading Card Game. The company is asking the court for injunctive relief to stop the alleged infringing activity.
Oh my.
Wow. That's just...
Well, I'm trying to figure out how you accuse someone who actually invented the genre of copyright infringement. Didn't you get your whole idea of Magic the Gathering from Wizards of the Coast in the first place? I'm just saying. Can you hear me, Ginger?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to work out. Okay.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I was half muted coughing. I'm going to like...
You stop it.
I know, you stop it.
All right. Did you know there was a lawsuit against GTA San Andreas?
I was reading that this morning. That's just kind of crazy.
Well,
like a singer, right?
Yeah, he's yeah. Okay, so Rockstar Games put another GTA San Andreas lawsuit behind it this week, as an appellate court has dismissed a misappropriation of likeness case brought against the developer by a Cypress Hill backup singer. Come on, dude. Nobody even knows your name. As covered by The Hollywood Reporter, the singer Michael S. Washington accused Rockstar of using his likeness and life as the basis of San Andreas protagonist CJ Washington, who was listed in the game's credits as a model. He said he was tricked into meeting with Rockstar employees, giving up the details of his life in a 2003 meeting. Washington is listed in the game's credit as a model. The original judge dismissed Washington's claims, saying he failed to make a case likely to win on the merits of its claims, and awarded Rockstar $150,000 in attorney's fees. Washington's appeal fared no better, with the judge ruling that Washington had offered little evidence Rockstar had in fact used him as a basis for CJ. Even if the studio had based the character partly on Washington, it would likely have been projected as a transformative use of his likeness, the judge ruled. He referenced a similar case brought against Sega over Ulala, the main character of its Space Channel 5 games. The publisher was sued by Kieran Kirby, lead singer of D-Light, who accused the game maker of taking her likeness for Ulala. A judge found that Ulala was more than a mere likeness or literal depiction of Kirby, with a different physique and hairstyle, costume, set of dance moves, and job. Ulala was a reporter in the 25th century. Taken together, that was enough to make Sega's use of Kirby's likeness transformative, thus legally protected. Like Ulala, CJ is a fanciful, creative character who exists in the context of a unique and expressive video game, the judge declared. According to VentureBeat, this is not the first time Rockstar has gone to court over San Andreas. In 2006, it won a case brought by the owners of Los Angeles strip club called The Playpen, who accused Rockstar of violating their copyright with San Andreas' similar establishment, The Pigpen. Rockstar was not so victorious in 2009 when parent company Take-Two Interactive paid $20 million to settle a class action suit brought against it after the discovery of the Hot Coffee 6 minigame hidden in San Andreas game disc, which I think they shouldn't have had to pay for that either. It is not the developer's fault that they left something on the disc and some jackass, curbed myself, forgot it was daytime, went and unlocked it and then shared it with the world. If anything, that guy should have been... He should have been prosecuted, much like GeoHots. It's the same thing to me. GeoHots unlocked something on PlayStation. He got in trouble for it. This guy who did this should have gotten in trouble, not Rockstar.
I agree. I totally agree.
And it's an M-rated game. What you doing playing it if you're underage? But, you know, what's... Look here, CJ, or Michael, whatever your name is. You can't go into the Rockstar. You should have signed an NDA or something. Or you had them sign an NDA. Something... Mm-hmm. You know you're going to talk to game developers. That's like sitting down with Martin Scorsese and he says, I want to hear about your life. More than likely, he's asking because he's going to do something with it.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
And I have no doubt that they probably borrowed your likeness and your life, but you shouldn't open your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You had it coming, Michael.
You had it coming.
And you have no proof. And it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. We all know that.
And as we all know very well, if you don't have proof, if you're making up fake crap, you ain't got nothing.
Na, 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 na,
All right. So, are you ready? 12 hours and 40 minutes until the sexiest space marine ever.
Oh, God.
In my life.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Horace. Horace, I do not say that. I don't think. Yeah, you'll have to go look at the link that he put up. If you're not following on Twitter, you're not with us during Twitter, we are a completely interactive show. You send us links, we'll talk to you about them.
That
is not what I'm saying. I'm more of a get out of my country, all of you. We were fine. I was fine in my teepee. You can leave the Starbucks behind, though, when you go. Leave Starbucks when you go.
No.
Just like,
I mean, because there was the whole electricity and there was a telephone and...
Yeah, there's some other things that you...
There are air conditioning and we live in Texas and TP didn't exactly have no air conditioning.
That is always a fun argument when I sit in a room, an ethnically diverse room, and people are arguing about, you know, who was here first and the pilgrims and stuff. And I go, you know what? All of y'all can leave. I was here first.
Exactly. Get the hell out.
Get the hell out. All of you go. You got a boat outside. Just go. Get on it.
I'm with Corey.
Wait a minute, aren't you something? You're some.
Yeah.
What is your tribe?
Blackfoot.
You're not Blackfoot like me.
Yes, I am.
Hmm. We're going to talk later.
My family's all from the Wichita area. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where mine
is. Yeah. All right, so.
Go scalp some people.
Hell yeah. Halo 4. Again, my favorite space marine. All right, so if you play with my favorite space marine, you get rewards from American Express. Oh, yeah. All right, so American Express and Xbox have teamed up to offer a deal of doom, automatic real-time rewards for playing Halo 4. Players will be able to play Halo 4 complete levels and win rewards like cashback coupons, and if they're extra lucky, a trip to the 2013 Electronic Entertainment Expo. Anybody know what that is? Pop quiz. That's E3, baby. All right, so that's happening in Los Angeles. The latter prize might be handy because...
I like the way you said it, Los Angeles, and they are lost.
They are lost. That is Los Angeles. Yeah. Anyways, the latter prize might be handy because you won't be able to watch stellar coverage of the event via G4 TV next year.
That's right. G4 is gone.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. We got to get in there. All right, so just...
We're already in there.
No, y'all don't want G4. We got Gaminatrix, baby.
That's right.
All right, so the first 30 gamers to complete the game in the U.S. and U.K. will win a free trip to E3. Oh, my God. So this means I got to get out at midnight tonight. All right, so the cool part is that you're playing the game as you normally would and unlocking huge value, says the SVP of American Express, Leslie Berland. The Halo 4 promotion is meant to highlight the company's new card sync technology. By connecting your American Express card to your Xbox identity, gamers can earn coupons and cash rewards in the form of credits on your card. All right, hold up. I don't have an American Express card. I don't get E3 tickets.
But you could.
Yeah, but I don't want.
I do believe American Express is now offering prepaid cards. I'm sharing this with you, my gamers. Prepaid cards, and they'll give you the same perks that the people that have the full-fledged credit will get, including tickets, and if it's lost, you know, because that happens in L.A. So you get all those perks where you can call and say, I lost my card. They're going to cancel. They're going to give you the traveler's checks. You know the whole deal. So, yeah, you can have one, but it's prepaid. Understand, if you're young, you don't know what prepaid means. It means you give them the money first, and then they give you the card. Okay? Okay.
Yeah, because I don't actually want a full-fledged credit card. I have one. That's it. I'm good.
I don't need one. That would be bad. I'd be maxed it out on shoes and games. That's how it rolls.
I know. I pay all my bills on it, and it gets paid off every month.
Just a good girl.
Yes. It's because Ginger had no credit. Ginger had to build credit. All right, so card sync ties your credit card account to your third-party digital identity. No data is shared, and the identities are matched. Some of the rewards you can get via the promotion are easy, but others are a bit more challenging. The easiest to get will be the $50 off at Best Buy reward.
Mm-hmm.
You can earn that by completing a Spartan Ops mission on any difficulty. You know what? I'm going to have to give me a card because I've got a hard drive in mind. It's only like $99. So.
Do you hear that? She's already talking about she's going to get a card. All
right, so the 25 $1 reward from American Express will require completion of the Wake Up John level on the normal or hard difficulty. And the E3 trip requires players to beat the game on legendary difficulty. Oh my god. Legendary. Do you know how hard that gets on legendary? And you get those big blue guys, I can't think of their names, and they won't fucking die for anything.
Ooh, Ginger Daytime. Careful, careful. You almost slipped in. You almost slipped.
Do you know how many sticky grenades you have to throw at those things to kill?
No, because I just, you know how I roll. I dive onto him. It's all over. We both die.
Stealthy. Yeah, pain. You can, like, hear them. You know they're around. You're like, oh, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then the next thing you know, you got energy sword to the back. Not fun.
Y'all, we're going to need to get Ginger some help. Okay, did you ever play Dreamfall, The Longest Journey?
I downloaded it, but I don't think I ever played it.
That is one of my top 10 best games of all time. I have never finished it is the bad part. And it really is a great game. And they're getting ready to make a sequel. However, here's the twist. It will be done with crowdfunding to aid the development. Yeah. So it's The Longest Journey in Dreamfall. Basically, I want to say Cloud Atlas stole its whole thing from, Dreamfall.
Oh, she done called you out, Cloud Atlas.
This game and Assassin's Creed equal Cloud Atlas. Just saying. Turnquest, who detailed his plan for the new game, which is going to be called Dreamfall Chapters. This is the first project from his new studio, Red Thread Games. The studio has secured a grant from the Norwegian Film Institute that will fund pre-production. But beyond that, Turnquest plans to call on aid from the crowd. He says, we'll be doing a Kickstarter. Not right now, but we'll be doing it in the near future. In order to fully develop Dreamfall Chapters, we're going to need more money, and we'll be doing a Kickstarter. While Turnquest is still contributing to The Secret World as its creative director, Red Thread Games is completely separate from Funcom. Dreamfall Chapters is subject to a licensing agreement and revenue share with Funcom, but funding and development will be carried out independently. He says, I'll still be contributing a lot to the story side of The Secret World, advising Joel Bilos and the team. He says, but I'm working on the master story document at the moment, making sure all the threads are coming together and we know where we're at. So I want to be sure the team are as independent as possible, but I have no plans to leave. The Secret World is very dear to me, and I plan to stay on as long as possible until next week when they get angry with me and fire me. Okay. No, I added that last part on. That is...
I love it when we add in stuff.
Yes. I love this game. Again, it is a whole parallel world, other life, previous life thing, and trying to figure out where this one little girl is. And very good story, very good gameplay, and the lead character is female. All of them are female. And Ginger, steampunk. It goes back and forth. What I told you about doing that noise during the day. But it goes back and forth between a whole steampunk dimension. You would love it. And The Longest Journey, I think the most beautiful scene that when I started seeing games becoming more like movies is, I'm going to give it away, y'all, because it's decades old now, this game. She's riding on the train, and they had gotten a group to do this song specifically for the game, and it's done kind of like a montage, you know, a video where she's thinking about her boyfriend because he ends up lost. She can't find him. And for once, it's us trying to find y'all. I always hate to do my girlfriend's missing. No, the boyfriend's missing, and she's got to find him, and she learns how to do martial arts, and she's sneaking into a building stealthy. I mean, all this fun, good stuff. So if you've not played it, it does still work on your Xbox, and you can probably pick it up for like $2 somewhere, $2-3. And you cannot have my copy. Okay? Okay.
You cannot have my copy. Yeah, she adds that in. You cannot have my copy.
That one and Beyond Good and Evil, I don't care what you do to me, you can't have my copy. I'm keeping them forever.
Ever and ever and ever.
Forever, forever, ever, 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 ever.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just went there. That's awesome. I lost my card. All righty. Where am I going next? Well, this person's Give a Damn is not broken, but Chupa Chups Give a Damn available today on iOS.
I'm sorry. It was
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for those of you who just got looks from your boss. All right. So save the Chupa Chups characters and this flavorful experience for the iPhone, iPad, and iPhone Touch. Providing players all over the world with a damn good time, Chuck Studios today announced that its first game for iOS, Chupa Chups Give a Damn, is now available for download. featuring 120 levels through 12 different river dam settings and exciting puzzle gameplay. Give a damn sends players down a river of adventure with animated characters made up of real Chupa Chups flavors. Created in partnership with the Indonesian game studio Nice Spade, Give a Damn is now available. All right, I already told y'all that. All right, so what is it? Welcome to Camp Chupa Chups, where all the flavors play and train to their full tasty potential. In Give a Damn, players must help Chuck by guiding the happy campers down an unpredictable river through challenging puzzles. By solving the puzzles, players get to build dams to keep the flavors from getting swept downstream. With easy one-touch controls, players can stack the floating campers on top of each other to save them from the rapid currents through 12 different dam settings, including chocolate, kiwi, strawberry, cola, apple, and more. By collecting all 10 lollipops, players can complete a dam to allow the flavors to swim freely in tasty comfort. Yeah, I totally had to read that just because of the name.
Hmm.
I love you, Corey.
Oh, no. That is not going to save you.
I love you, Corey.
Run, run for your life, run.
I love you, Corey.
Mm-mm.
But. I'll just show you my cute little avatar again. You can't be mad.
All right. Those of you who are waiting with bated breath on Skyrim, well, you should be happy to know the next DLC, Dragonborn, is due out December 4th. The next batch of DLC will be released for Xbox 360 for a mere 1,600 Microsoft points. There will be no PC or PS3 versions released. Okay, actually, they haven't announced them, so we don't really know. But I just thought it'd be sensationalism if I just lied, because you know how the people like to do nowadays. Anyway, a video revealed the setting as the northeasterly independent islands of Sulcium, and that there will also be, y'all might want to sit down and put your hands above the desk, rideable dragons.
Oh my God!
Breathe, Ginger, breathe. In the video, in the video, a hero character mounted and then flew a dragon, and it looked like the beast was controllable. The DLC title Dragonborn refers to the first of your kind, a sinister and powerful entity known as the Dragon Beast, who wants to return to the land he once ruled, Sulcium. I need you guys to not make crazy names. We keep talking to you all about that. Just name it Fred. That's fine. And it'll consume all dragons again. He was once one of them, the Dragon Beast, revealed the character in the video. He ruled here, and they're named. Ruled over Sulcium. But he did not serve the dragons. He devoured them. And like them, he seeks to return. He said, you didn't think you were the only one. He was the first Dragonborn. So make sure you check that out. I don't know if I will be getting that, although this is going to be...
So this was like a cannibalistic dragon. Ate his own.
According to this, yes. And if you're listening to us live, all you got to do is pop over to our page, because I'm going to share this on our Twitter page, which will make its way around to other places.
Interesting.
Right? I don't know if I want a rideable dragon. I'm still roaming around the countryside. I'm just one of those people that just don't do missions well in games. I just kind of do what I want to do. And if I do a mission while I'm in the middle, that's fine. Like, I was supposed to kill some or skin some stuff or something in Assassin's Creed, and I was just going around laying traps for rabbits. I think I caught like 8 of them before they were like, look, it's time to move on from this mission. I was like, the village has to eat. These people need to eat. I got to catch these rabbits.
That's awesome.
Somebody got to get these deer skins off. It's getting cold. Look, it's ice on the... I just turned it into a whole
story.
I love my. I get all caught up in the whole semantics. I get immersed in nothing. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Ain't nobody got time for these dragons. I gotta get this meat done.
Right. I gotta catch the courier. You got the wrong letter.
That's awesome.
I told you before, don't ever attack the courier. If y'all have never attacked the courier when you see him running, just leave him alone. He is like a boss, really. We had a fight. We had a knockdown, drag-out fight where it was hard to kill him. I didn't even realize what he was, and all I heard was, you'll not take my mail. Bam! It's like, oh, my God, wait. Let's talk about it.
My bad.
Let's talk about it. He killed my horse. He is so
oh, no. Not the horse. Oh, crap.
Not my horse, man. Not my horse.
Oh, no. All right, well, China gold sellers can rejoice. They have another way to kill themselves now. PS3 can now be sold in China. Sony released the PlayStation 3 on November 11th, 2006 in Japan. In North America on November 17th of 2006, in Europe, Australia, in 2007, China never got access to the system because the Chinese government didn't approve it for sale in the region. Nearly 7 years later, it looks like the Chinese gamers finally have some hope of playing PlayStation 3 titles legally. Chinese authorities have actually granted the PS3 the China compulsory certificate in July. Console is yet to be made available to consumers there. Now it's really up to Sony to bring the system there. The Chinese market is tricky because of the mass gray market for the hardware and software already there, and the government's lax enforcement of copyright. The Chinese government allows for consoles to be sold if they're labeled as home and entertainment devices. Sony joins Microsoft and Nintendo, who have never released a home console in the region, they say we think, mostly due to the concerns about piracy of the software. Nintendo does sell other hardware in the country under the IQ brand and is set to release the 3DS XL in China this December with three different designs. All handheld models will come with Mario Kart 7 and Super Mario 3D Land preloaded.
I don't know.
But I guess, you know, they can get their Final Fantasy on, right?
Final Fantasy?
PS3, right? Or is that Xbox?
I think it's PS3.
I'm pretty sure it's PS3.
You're right. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Gold sellers coming to you. A PS3 near you.
We got to control Ginger. She's out of control.
Yes. Yes, totally.
All right. Apparently, Marcus... wow. I'm not sure how I feel about this. Okay. Okay. Let's break it. Let me break it down. Break it down. Apparently, Siri, in her next incarnation, will be able to buy your movie tickets. Siri, she'll be able to buy your movie tickets for you, thanks to some... I don't know about this either. Some helpful Rotten Tomatoes integration is supposed to display showtime information, and Siri's supposed to be able to do this next, again, iOS 6.1, next iteration. They're currently testing it out. And they said she's very comfortable with buying things like movie tickets, so you can say, buy 4 tickets to Cloud Atlas nearby tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Once Siri pulls up the relevant showing information, you can click a button to buy the tickets, after which you will be sent to Fandango to complete your purchase. If you don't have a Fandango app, you'll be directed to install it. That's like 3 apps I'm going to have to install just to work this out. No, Siri. Currently, Siri is only accepting ticket purchases via Fandango, which leaves out plenty of movie theaters that handle ticketing through Flixer's app or movie phone. Flixer, of course, also owns Rotten Tomatoes. Now, since Apple already has a deal with Rotten Tomatoes for movie times, one would suspect that Flixer integration is coming soon. VentureBeat is reporting that if Apple does manage to land both online ticketing services, then it can end up being more convenient than going through their respective apps. Currently, you often have to open both the Flixer and Fandango apps to figure out which movie theaters are supported. Apple says Siri's movie ticket capabilities will only be available here in the U.S. for now. I don't think this will work very well here, because if you say nearby, there's like 80 theaters nearby me.
Yes, exactly.
So it'll be like, I buy them for the wrong one. You can't get there because there's a traffic thing here at this junction. I don't know. I'm not pleased.
I don't know what to think about that. That's kind of creepy. And no, seriously, how hard is it to buy tickets?
Yeah, that you now have to talk to, you know. The only thing I like that they have started doing at the movie theater is one of our AMCs has this, where there's an outside kiosk where you can walk up, put your card in, you don't have to talk to anybody, you know, get your tickets, and then you go inside. And that's it. I'm all for that. What I don't need is to be talking out loud. Siri, buy tickets for Roadrunner. Maybe it's something you don't really want anybody to know you're going to see. Will it work with adult movie theaters is the question. Ginger can't go see her midget porn in private. I'm just saying.
If y'all want to come watch midget porn with me, it's always fun. Alright, so 8-Bit Boy, unemployed, depressed, and kicking butt. Truly the next indie platformer. 8-bit boy is what you get when you cook down all the greatest platforms of the late 80s and early 90s and add a personal and touching storyline, deep, engaging gameplay, vast world, too much to explore, and super tight controls. This is really what 8-bit boy is all about. Most modern developers put the emphasis on puzzle solving instead of simple, engaging gameplay. This is fine, but it's not what I want as a platform lover. This is why this game is going to feel so fresh and so new. So fresh, so new. Anyways, even though it's based on the familiar classic platforming roots, I just can't wait for you to try 8-bit boy and see for yourself. All right, so what's it got? It's got 12 hours of main story gameplay, deep engaging gameplay, tack-sharp controls, 250-plus hidden locations, and 5 epic bosses. It's coming for the PC and Mac in December 2012 is PC and Mac. January and February of 2013 is Windows 8 app. And there's a to-be-announced Xbox 360, PS3, and Wii U. All right. So, I have to read this last part because I think it's funny. The guy who made it put in a little bit about himself. And he says, about Rasmus Konig Sorensen. My background for making games is my lifelong passion for games going all the way back to the Sega Master System, NES, and Amiga 500. I still enjoy many of the ultra-challenging games of that period. Later, I worked as a game journalist in my spare time for different Danish online magazines, writing reviews and news. I had to quit those spare time jobs because my time-consuming education. In January, I got my bachelor's. I don't care. Where are we going? So this seemed like a perfect time for pursuing my dreams or looking for an actual job. If 8-bit boy is even the slightest bit successful, I guess found a job after all. I thought that was funny, just that last bit about, found a job after all.
I'm going to mind my beeswax.
I just think that's funny. It was amusing to me.
It is quite hilarious, but I was choking, so I could not laugh. Gosh, the weather.
I know. I mean, it was like hot this weekend, and now it's cold today. I'm shivering here. And everybody's like, why are you sniffling and sneezing and coughing? Because the weather won't make up a darn mind.
Oh, my God. Hello, good morning to you, Taylor. She's very happy. She says she can't wait to get her hands on Dragonborn.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. I've got to tell you, I can't wait to get my hands on it either, but again, as Ginger pointed out to you, I got to get these meat skins. I got to take these things. I got to sell these potions and stuff at the store. I don't have time to ride dragons.
We got to get the last crop in the ground before it freezes.
Yes, I got these kids.
Sell that hay.
Apparently, they said they can't hear us. They said they can't hear us. Ginger, check it out.
Can't hear us?
They said we got gobbled up.
blogtalkradio.gamergirl. I know, because I was hearing static earlier. No, I'm not hearing it. So I wonder if that was... We're on air.
Do you hear us? Are we speaking? Are we telling them about it?
I know. I'm checking. Blog Talk Radio.
See, this is the first time I get
to meet.
You know, Jay, I think it's just you. It's a sandwich that you keep eating.
Yeah, and I can hear you too. All right, we're there.
Yeah.
Jay, you're making up stories.
And he should stop it.
You're making up stories. We're still on air. Just, refresh your page or something.
I blame him.
Jay, by the way, nice outfit.
I'm mad at him about that.
The whole pharaoh?
Yes, I'm mad because I clearly am the pharaoh.
ow!
Clearly I am the pharaoh, clearly. Well, I would love to do a new story. However, Frankie is not allowing me to click anything, so Ginger's going to have to tick it away, Jen!
I will tick it away! Tick it away! Alright, so Hotline Miami creator on piracy and making games. Alright, so I told you last week about Hotline Miami and the creator Johnson Soderston founding his game Hijacked over on some pirate forums. And apparently there were complaints about stuff being wrong with the game, and he was like, I'm going to release an update, and y'all can get it and give it to whoever. All right, so anyways, VG, what did he say? Developers' suggestions on piracy and making games just for money recently made headlines when he offered support to players who had pirated his game. Oh, this is over on Pirates Bay. He talks about why he makes games. He says, I'm not making games to make money. I do want to make money, but it's not my major intention with my creativity. I just like to express myself, making cool stuff, and if you don't want to pay for the game, but want to play it anyways, I'm not going to stop people from doing that. When asked about why he would support people that clearly pirated his game, he offered the following: I prefer if they play a version of the game that isn't bugged out, so they get a good impression of it. I don't want people to pirate the game or anything like that, but I know it's an issue and there's nothing we can do about it. I'm not sure I want to do anything about it, but I just want people to enjoy the game. He went on to say that he wants to make enough money so that he can make bigger and better games. I want to make enough money to make bigger games, and that's probably not something I'm able to do if I have to get a job. And, of course, I want to be able to pay rent and buy food from from what I do. I feel you, dude. So we're looking to make another game as soon as possible, and hopefully it will turn out as good as Hotline Miami. So in other words, you know, if you're gonna steal it, at least he wants you to play a good version of it so you're not trash talking it.
Wow.
I said good for him. Good for him. So you know what? If you did happen to steal it and you do think it's a good game, just, you know, maybe put like a PayPal link up on your page, dude, or something. People can just throw you a little bit of money, you know?
Wow.
Cool game. I want to thank you because it's a cool game. So here you go. Here's a dollar.
Yeah, that's a good way to get some of your money back.
Yes, and a dollar will get you some McDonald's at least. Actually, no, I lie. A dollar won't get you McDonald's. I felt really bad for somebody the other day. I didn't have any change. I was going to give it to them. They had a dollar and couldn't get anything off the dollar menu because it was like $1.15 with tax.
See, that is a Baby Matrix pet peeve right there.
The tax?
She screams every time. Like if they say, it's only 99 cents. She's, why don't they just say $1.07? It is not 99 cents. I was like, okay, breathe.
True story. Why don't you just... You know what? I think that's a smart idea. I think she's onto something. I think they're going to have an ad. They should give us what the tax is going to be, too, so we know. So we are prepared.
Let's move for that. We want to know how much it costs exactly. We don't want you to fool us. It's only 99. It is not 99 cents. You lying so-and-so.
Exactly.
And I say,
And don't be telling us, well, we'd have to change for every state because states have different tax. You have ads for different states.
Yeah.
Leave out.
Then just put up the real price. What's the problem?
Exactly. Exactly.
You're not fooling anybody. We know it's not 99 cents when we get there. That's why we sometimes have tax. Sad. All right, I got...
Stop. I can hear us. Hold on. I'm going to go back.
Are they still not hearing us?
I'm loading it. blogtalkradio.com/gamergirlsradio, the one with the on-air, bright red line, white writing. We got 12 minutes remaining.
Mm-hmm.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ginger's checking it out.
I can hear me.
So I can hear you,
see,
too?
I just said that. You're there. Jay, you're crazy. Horace, you're even crazier. We're here. Do you see me? Oh, you don't see me. Can you hear me? Hey. See, I hear myself making fun of you right now.
I think he was talking about before, maybe. Yeah, he was talking about before. I think we're okay now.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. No, he's not. He said GLaDOS nommed us up. Well, you know what? I think it's you. Okay, so we're going
to... Press your page, because I hear it.
Okay, let's do some charts.
Charts. Oh, let's do charts. Charts! All right.
Coming in at lovely number 10.
And number 10.
Dishonored.
No, you are dishonored.
Oh. Number 9, Just Dance.
Number 9.
Just Dance for...
Dance, baby. Shake what your mama gave you.
Number eight. Skylanders Giants. Why?
Because they needed giants in skies.
I guess so. Number 7.
Number 7.
Forza Horizon.
Really, people? All right. Get your racing on. Go for it.
Number 6.
Number 6.
Medal of Honor Warfighter.
Medal of Honor. Yeah, baby.
Number 5.
Number 5.
Need for Speed, Most Wanted. Mm.
Yeah, baby.
I am interested in playing that a little bit.
Run them hookers over.
That's what I was thinking. Number 4.
Number 4.
Football Manager 2013.
Wow, y'all are some football playing fools.
Right. Number 3.
Number 3.
WWE 13. Did I say it right?
Why are y'all playing that? Never mind.
Right.
I'll never get that.
Number 2, you'll never guess.
Number 2.
Just guess, Ginger.
Angry Birds.
Really? It is FIFA 13. 13.
FIFA, man, speaking of Angry Birds, no, wait, finish.
Okay, and number one?
Number one!
Scalping people all across the land, it's Connor with Assassin's Creed
3. Yay! So at least some people got to play it. They didn't get paper discs.
Yes, some of you did not get paper discs like me.
All right, speaking of Angry Birds, oh man, I was mad last night. I went to a little store and went to check out, and at the line, they had these hats hanging on the hanger, but all I could see were the back, and they were really cute from the back. And then I walk around the hanger to see the front of them, and they're flipping Angry Birds. I was like, oh, you fooled me. I was mad. I was like, how dare y'all? How dare y'all? Fool me.
I am laughing.
They were all kinds of adorable from the back. I was like, oh, what are these? And then see the front, I was like,
did you go, oh, how cute.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God. It was like Angry Birds. This person was with me. I was like, all right, step away from the Angry Birds. It's all right. Don't light it on fire. Don't burn it.
I gave you the snack.
All right, dress to kill with Hitman Absolution clothing. Yay.
Ooh, nice.
Uh-huh. Agent 47 has always been one of the most stylish video game characters, and now his clothing is due to make the transition from screen to wardrobe, as leading licensing company Muster Brand reveals the official Hitman collection. Following the huge success of Deus Ex Revolution collection last year, Muster Brand has once again teamed up with Square Enix to create a range which takes gaming merchandise to another level. The range comprises eight pieces. The showstopper in the Hitman collection is the Black Blazer, a tribute to Agent 47's signature look. His Ooh. Number appears on the bottom of the hem, and his barcode is printed large and blood red in the jacket's back black lining.
Oh, nice.
Best of all, at the jacket's outside nape, 47's barcode and its full slate of numbers appear in raised print. The barcode T displays the barcode that Agent 47 has tattooed at the back of his neck and his number above the Hitman insignia at the hem. The barcode, along with the agency's logo, is also screened inside the neckline, adding a touch of style to any outfit. Is the Hitman cufflink set and tie pin, two brilliant accessories when complete that Agent 47 look or subtly enhance a dull work suit. Awesome. All right, so you want to buy this stuff? The prices are going to range from €29 to €147. And it's over at hitman-store.com.
And we got to get a hold of him.
Yes, we do.
All right, I got to tell you, Ubisoft, you cajole with one hand, stab in the back with the other. Splinter Cell director, Splinter Cell Blacklist director, says that we should not be looking at AAA titles anymore. That's the past. He said lowercase a's are the future. Really? Speaking at Gamer Camp Festival in Toronto earlier today, Splinter Cell Blacklist director Patrick Redding said the industry is moving away from the high-budget blockbuster model. I think not. No. The market as a whole is going to undergo a critical shift in priorities, a shift away from the absolute primacy of graphics and production values and content creation towards games' systematic depth, Redding said. Adding, this trend is going to trigger a reality check for developers like me who work on established franchises with a large succession of sequels, and it's also going to be a call to arms for smaller creators, including a number of people who are sitting in this room, I hope. Redding said that the shift would be driven primarily by procedurally literate players, digital distribution channels, and the rising cost of production. As for where those factors would point the industry, Redding suggested a new class of game he called the lowercase AAA. Among the key qualities he believes AAA games should emphasize are a resilience in systematic design, open-ended games that allow for a range of possibilities and strategies instead of a one right approach. He gives chess and poker as examples of such design. However, one of the big problems with systematic design is that it's just difficult, Redding said. While a publisher can throw more resources at a game and reliably produce better promotion values, the same safe return on investment isn't there with design. Throwing more designers at a problem won't necessarily produce better systematic depth, and it might even hurt the final product. Additionally, lowercase AAA creators will need to give up authoritarian control. You know what, Redding? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me finish this. He also pointed to Minecraft as the best example of what he considers a lowercase AAA game. Wow. As for Blacklist, he didn't describe it as lowercase AAA, although it does reflect some of the qualities of its systematic AI, particularly
wow.
the way it handles lighting to see if a player is effectively safe from detection. However, he said that Blacklist does show that it's possible to have a game with AAA production values put in service of better, more complex game mechanics. You guys with that crap you put out with Splinter Cell last time and most likely this time are not AAA anything. The problem, when I hear that, I hear we're going to give you an even more subpar game than we've been giving you. That's what I just heard.
She totally just called y'all out. Oh, my God.
This is utterly ridiculous. Splinter Cell has so far jumped the shark, and probably Assassin's Creed is the closest to what we got with what Splinter Cell used to be. And it's ridiculous that I have to be told where to hide. It's ridiculous that I have to press buttons for combos to kill something. When the very thing that he's describing used to be things in Splinter Cell, even if it was big budget, that was why I don't mind paying the money. There was 5 or 6 or 20 or 30 different ways to do one mission. You have to kill all these people in the courtyard without being detected. You can climb up the wall and stand on the roof and snipe with the silencer, or you can go around the courtyard and pull people in bushes and stab them, or you can, you know, lure them all in one area and blow them all up at one time, which effectively means you weren't detected because everybody died at the same time. I mean, there's millions.
But nobody heard the explosion inside or anywhere else?
It depends on what it was. You also have, your weapons also include like a taser, like a, where you could, it would explode, but it would just tase everybody standing there.
Don't tase me, bro.
But these things were already there, and they've taken them out as they've gone. They've gotten rid of the person that we like being Splinter Cell. You replaced his body, his voice. This is what you just told me is I'm going to give you a subpar game when Splinter Cell comes out, but look for more subpar games because this is how it should roll.
Wow. And
you can't put Minecraft in the same category. Minecraft is AAA because of the creativity that went behind it. It's
hell yeah. Minecraft, man, every time I get into that, I just lose hours of my life.
Yeah, they put a whole lot of thought into things that we like as people who play MMOs like tons of things to do in a game, and this person sat down and said, you know what, not only am I going to give you tons of things to do, just do whatever you want. And it wasn't a novel idea. They stole it from Second Life, but still the way they may have brought the graphics down a little bit so people with lesser computers can play, but it doesn't make it a lowercase AAA title.
Good
they just
boy.
Did something that was already out there. And
my only real bitch about it is there's not enough wool that I can never find sheep. Sheep are always hiding, I swear to God.
Baby Nature can tell you where to find sheep. She can tell you where to find sheep.
I found like 4 or 5 at a time, and I go and I farm them.
She
but
found
always,
a
like,
whole herd of them.
Wow.
And she can tell you what time of day they're out and everything. Yeah, she's
serious.
Let's
be on the server she's like playing, but yeah.
This is true, yeah, because you have... I was not...
is she playing the single player, or is she actually playing on like a multi...
On iPad, I think iPad has their multi-server, so that's where she's playing. Her, and then she has another cousin that plays it on the Xbox, so they can still tell you at, what is it, she said dusk or is it dawn or right before it's light is when you'll find most of the sheep out, and they're near the water, she said. You have to find water.
You know, I'll try that because, I mean, I go all over. I'm tough enough. I can take on a creeper, what all now. I'm not scared. You just got to time it right when you smack them. You got to smack them right before they start to explode and they get knocked back, so then they don't hurt you when they explode.
Well, she also told me that the creepers hang out near the sheep, so you might want to be aware.
Yes. I did notice that when I did find the sheep, there were creepers everywhere. I'd have to take them all on.
I'm amazed because I never knew she was playing the Minecraft. It's funny. As a parent, you think your kids are in the room doing something bad. Mine is in the room gaming. In
That's
her room.
Awesome.
That's what she was back there doing. I was like, why are you so quiet? What are you doing back here? Minecraft? Just 1 sec. I got to kill this sheep. 1 sec.
I love me some Minecraft. Love me some Minecraft.
Oh, you know what? It's time for us to go bye-bye.
It is time for us to go.
Oh, we love you all, but now it's time to say goodbye.
Yes, I got dresses and pants. I got baby clothes to be making things.
We got stuff to do.
we got a line of toddly do stuff we got to get out.
No, that's you doing toddly do.
That's me.
I'm making the big people stuff today. Hats and scarves. Christmas time is coming up.
Oh, that's true.
All right, guys, if you wonder what we're talking about, you're not playing Second Life, Jay.
Come buy our stuff.
And we'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening again.
Tomorrow. Oh my God, just playing that song.
I mean the moon, the back end, the down with the steam, you clean them. Tear them all, the big end, the down with the rump, believe them. I beat the moon, the quinta. See me jump with Ophi. Do with the bump with the coon, see me jump with Ophi. Oh my God, with the vibe, man, with the rope and dump. See the night, give me that, with the rope and dump. I'm with the rhythm gather, demons are got from gather. Moon with thumbs, the sea with chairs, the cabin tapped. Drum to the number down, but hum to the kin for Joe B. Ship with the something, see me jump with the rump, Kalinka. I'm the
Alright, later boys and girls.